This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a day on this program, it seems, of post-pandemic real estate utilization stories. Justin Ho was talking about empty warehouses earlier and the uses they're being put to that isn't just storing stuff on shelves. Well, here's the flip side of that story. Companies and organizations in search of space. Performing arts groups struggled during the pandemic. Even now, 4 years on, the arts industry is still recovering. Venues are seeing lower ticket sales compared to 2019. Donations are down. Some groups have shut down altogether. Yet, in spite of all those challenges, cultural organizations are buying entire buildings in some cities, and in so doing, are bringing some life back to those neighborhoods. Trina Menino has the story.
Linda Shelton makes the rounds at a new art center in New York's East Village. She pops into the studio of choreographer and photographer Trey McIntyre.
Hello.
Hi, Trey. Can we come in?
Yes, come in. Welcome.
Shelton is the executive director of the Joyce Theater, which bought this space from a philanthropist who wanted it to go to a nonprofit. It was a deal at $16 million, but still.
That's a heavy lift in itself.
It's 58,000 square feet of rehearsal space, offices, and artist studios. It's usable now, but the building will also need an estimated $55 million of renovations. Shelton says her organization leased the building for a year before closing the sale.
Just to see if there was going to be demand, to see if the dance community liked working in this building, and it's been an overwhelming success.
On this day, the Trisha Brown Dance Company is rehearsing in the building's basketball gym.
Let's take that one more time. And
Patrick, Carolyn Lucas is Associate Artistic Director. She says rehearsal space in New York is limited and is hard to find studios that align with the group's rehearsal schedule.
This space being here for the company and for the community at large is so vital.
For any arts nonprofit, actually buying a building is expensive and difficult. But more nonprofits are expanding their real estate footprint, even as the arts and cities are still recovering from the pandemic. Brett Egan is with the DeVos Institute of Arts Management at the University of Maryland. He says that these organizations have to prepare for the upfront costs of acquiring a space and
the long-term operational cost of programming, staffing, and maintaining the space.
It makes sense for some, but Egan says some arts organizations are not ready to buy property.
The industry is littered with examples of organizations that unfortunately were not, for one reason or another, able to anticipate the long-term impacts of taking on additional infrastructure.
There's always a danger, I think, for nonprofits to build a beautiful house and then not have enough money to put food on the table in that beautiful house.
Karma Zisman is the executive director of a dance organization called ODC in San Francisco. In 2022, the nonprofit paid $6.7 million for its third building, where it holds classes and eventually rehearsals and performances. Zisman says the space is essential because in the pandemic, some organizations lost their buildings and dancers needed a place to go.
And to be able to really improve the kinds of services we could provide for our own dancers and also people who really rely on us to make a home for them.
And she says, to provide a sense of certainty and control for the future of the nonprofit. In New York, I'm Trina Menino for Marketplace.